due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Now I have made it clear to Vince McMahon that the blood of his son is on his hands. But Vince's blood very well may be on mine.
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to Pain Clinic, a special two-hour Pain Clinic for April 2nd. Real quick, holidays today. It's Children's Book Day and National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Now,
You guys are wondering why I'm wearing the banana costume.
Yeah, banana or peanut butter. And you got the maracas in your hands, too. What's going
on?
Except you have it on upside down.
Yeah, real quick. How can you tell? Real quick, birthdays today. Former Ring of Honor TNA wrestler Jack Evans is 34. Former WCW and WWE Tag Team Champ, as well as WCW United States Champion. Former, he would have been 46 today. That's Chris Canyon. You might remember him.
Who better than Canyon?
Nobody. All right. A real quick, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us April 23rd for UFC 197 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Main event has changed, so it's going to be, we'll be there hosting it. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's April 23rd. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 197. And there's this thing tomorrow. I can't remember. It's Russell something, Star 32.
WrestleMania, baby! Woo!
All right. Well, the WrestleMania is tomorrow. Thanks, Big Show. And we're going to be there at Salvatore's tomorrow night for WrestleMania 32, or Star, depends on how you look at it. You know, it's in Dallas. It makes sense. That starts at 7 p.m. We're going to be there early. We're going to do the pre-show 5 to 7. Hopefully, we'll be able to find TV. We can turn it on.
I'll be there at 2 o'clock showing Ready to Rumble.
That's right, Ready to Rumble. We were talking about that. I think you might be the only one.
Held on to that for a whole year, and I'm impressed.
You need to do like a live commentary of it.
Yeah. Like a Riff Tracks only.
Yeah, it's like
yes.
A Riff Tracks. Only.
Well, hey, if anybody's willing to join, I am dead serious. I will make this an all-day event.
You ever seen crabs up close?
You don't get crowned, okay? But yeah, so tomorrow. So hey, you know what? We'll discuss. We got 2 hours to figure to get through this today, but we're going to be there tomorrow. WrestleMania. There is no cover charge for WrestleMania. It goes 7 to 11. Plan that out. I know a lot of kids. The first day back to school after this holiday this past week is going to be Monday. So I'm sure we have some really tired kids by 11 o'clock on Sunday night. But we'll be there. We've got some stuff to give away. I've got that new John Cena book. Ooh. Like a giant color pictures in it.
The one with the wristband?
Yeah, the one with the wristband in the front. Ooh. Yeah, so we got that going. We're going to be giving that away. Maybe the Undertaker book that I've got another one of those to give away. We'll have some stuff. Also have Pain Clinic t-shirts. If you want to buy one, you can join us. It's tomorrow, Sunday.
We have pink ones.
We have pink shirts. That's right. Tomorrow, April 3rd, Salvatore's 149 East Ridge Road. Come on down and join us for WrestleMania 32. And they've just done some, painting there and some, you know, moving things around, and it's really, really nice. And they have a full menu. You know, you don't have to have pizza and wings. You can have sandwiches. You can have Anything your heart's desire. No, not anything, but most of pretty much anything you, if you're hungry, that's for sure. There's
a salad. How about a plate, Rich?
You can, yeah, no plates. Plates, yes. They have the Salvi plate. And, you know, you grab your Salvatore's coupons that come out this past week for the month of April, and, you know, you probably work those into anything you buy there, too. You can get that sheet they have, you know, that 32-piece one with one topping for $25. That'll fill us up, right? The whole table.
For half of Mania.
Okay, let me introduce the cast and crew before you start getting crazed out by all the different voices in here. I'm the cash man, Rich Rich. I am here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning. On the Twitter. He's tweeting and doing all sorts of things.
I'm looking at the tweets and the texts and the phone calls and the pudding pops
and the bills to put in the drinks.
The bill to put in the drink to get the lady up to the bedroom.
No, no. Thank you, Bill Cosby.
Allegedly. Right. Allegedly.
All right. We're also joined by the Mark. I'm going to stop it at that. The Mark. Mark Fantasia. There, I used your name.
Good morning.
How was your gig last night, man?
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm hoarse. I wasn't here last week because I ended up with strep throat and I had to cancel my gig, so we ended up pushing it to last night on April Fool's Day, and it was a great night. A lot of people out in Medina, and good time.
Good time.
And so then, that being said, after I got done with the gig at midnight, I packed up my stuff as quick as I could, was home by 1:30, and began watching the NXT pay-per-view once I got comfortable. Fell asleep at 4:30, so...
Oh.
WrestleMania baby weekend. Woo!
Well, yeah, you can sleep later. Sleep when you're dead, as they say, you know?
I'll sleep during the...
We're also joined by Flower City Comic-Con organizer, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
What's up, Brian? What's happening? Tell us about what the Comic-Con's coming up. It's like April 23rd and 24th. It's 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks from today, George Animal Steel will be in this studio.
Hey!
Yeah.
You!
Hide the turnbuckles.
I think we should bring one just so he could eat it for us.
Anyway. Mine!
Mine, yes.
Mine.
So tell us a little bit about the Comic-Con coming up, because, I mean, it's getting closer and closer. We got some big guest stars going to be in town.
No, we've got Gigi Edgley, who, if anyone watched Farscape back in the day, she was Chiana on that. We have the original Black Ranger coming, as well as the second Yellow Ranger.
He might be related to me. His name is Walter Jones.
Yes. Power Rangers.
Walter Jones. Oh, I'm sorry. Power Rangers.
Yes.
We have a number of guests coming from the comic world. Joe Jusko will be there. He actually did a cover for Godzilla Oblivion, and that will be the exclusive cover will be available only at the con, at the First Print Comics table.
Very cool.
And he will be there then to sign, and I believe he signs for free, which is kind of awesome. And then you can get it verified, because CBCS Comics will be there verifying and grading comics if you want to bring any
down. Costs a fortune, but it's worth it.
Well, you know, if it saves you a lot of... shipping and handling costs if you bring it to the convention.
So. I'm going to say that what it is it turns a comic that's in kind of rough condition but really expensive, and it really seals it in Lucite, pretty much, is what it looks like, at least, you know, and it gives it a value in which you probably can, you know, which is pretty incredible, you know, especially for it gives you a condition. They go through with tweezers to make sure there's no flaking of the color printing and stuff. It's really pretty intense.
Like CSI stuff.
Big time for comics.
And then how would you like to go on a mission on a starship? Starship Horizons will be there. Part of your admission, you can sign up online right now to, I think there's a battle and kind of like an exploration, two different ways that can go if you want to do that. So that's kind of cool.
You know what I like is the one, I just read this past week. Now, the website's Flower City, was FC3?
FC3Rock.com.
FC3Rock.com. You can also be friends with them on Facebook. One thing I saw is you guys have two artists in a room, and they're going to be both working on pictures or pieces of art while talking to people and everything. And it seems like a pretty cool...
One of our board members came up with that idea, which I think is kind of cool. You know, give them a boom. You throw something out there. They start drawing while they're doing their panel and see what they come up with at the end. So that's kind of cool. We're also planning on having a contest for the kids, an art contest for the kids as well. I don't have all the details on that right now, but that'll be there.
Just don't forget that Mark Fantasia kicks this whole thing off in 3 weeks.
How could I forget to say that? The Mark will be kicking it off. And wait till he hears my introduction before he starts.
So I want you to think about something here, just so we're all on the same page. So last night I played a show. I sound a little hoarse right now, but I think we're okay. So
that had to be done.
On
is it Lillian here?
The night before.
Oh come on.
The night before, I'm actually going to be doing a Foo Fighters tribute gig at Remedy, the Finger Lakes Casino. So people are going to get a very good grungy 10 a.m. wake up at the Flower City Comic-Con.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be perfect. You're an artist, man. You're an artist.
Ready.
Yeah, you're ready. Rock and roll, man. Cannot wait. We got one other person in the studio, and it's been a secret. You might have heard him talk a minute ago. It's the original Pain Clinic host, Jay-Z, is joining us. Jay-Z?
Yo, yo, yo. I'm so excited. It's WrestleMania weekend, baby. Woo! Woo!
So we're gonna talk WrestleMania, folks. 222-1280 starts.
And he also brought his friend Jim Ross with him.
Yeah. All right, yeah. How you doing, folks? I'm really excited about this. Boomer Sooner.
Oh no! Please, he called up and actually fooled half the people in the studio one time. And thought it really
so
was
fun.
That was great. But yeah, you're too much ginger for Jim Ross. So
yeah,
sorry about
bit.
That.
We went through, I think, the entire call, and I looked at Danny. And go, who is this? And he goes, it's Jay-Z. I go, really?
My friends and I were practicing Jim Ross scouting comic book characters, you know, like, you know, Ben Grimm, the Thing. Now, this guy here is he's the textbook definition of a hoss.
Slobbernacker. All right, 222-1280, star 20. If you want to get in, you can text us at that number, too, because we're gonna talk 2 hours of wrestling today. To promote WrestleMania 32, so you can come out and join it with us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tomorrow. We're going to get there around 5. You don't have to be there at 5. We're getting there at 5 because we're just that nerdy and wrestling fans. We want to watch it.
Getting there, Bryce.
There's three matches. Early. There's three matches.
I'm going there
the
right after this.
Oh, you're going to start now?
Yeah.
Check out that new cushion seat area I showed you.
That's a comfy-looking booth. That's a comfy-looking booth.
If you can get in. Just every hour. Just, yeah.
Well, I did tell Cash. He did send me the picture of the new booth. I said, as a fat man, I look at that and immediately feel claustrophobic.
Oh, yes. Big time, man.
Well, you wonder, do I have to suck in to sit down? I have the same feeling.
Yo, you believe me. You're pressed in the back and the front. I was, that's for sure. So
some of us are.
222-1280, Star Toys number. We've got Jordan from Greece. Jordan, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, Jordan, I got to tell you, there's two questions I'm going to ask every caller today. One, what do you think The Rock's going to be doing at WrestleMania since it hasn't been announced yet?
Okay, well, my theory, even though I don't want Reigns to win, I pretty much accepted the fact that I think he's going to win. So what I would have The Rock do is at the end, after he wins, come out and congratulate Roman, and I would have Roman attack him and then attack maybe the Usos if they come out to congratulate him too, and then Roman can turn heel from there and cut a promo about how he hates the fans.
Why not?
The fans will be booing him at that point.
Well, did you see any interviews with him this past week where he was, Roman Reigns is like doing the John Cena act? He goes, well, you know, kids like me and, you know, women like me, but it's the older males that don't like me. And it's like, yeah, but John Cena.
He actually said that?
He did. And he said, but see, that's why it's like you can see heel coming, you know, when he says something like that, or when he says, I'm the new authority, which he did 2 weeks ago. So, but I think I don't doubt what you're saying, but I also think that Roman Reigns has been dropping hints like crazy about what's hopefully they do. But I mean, John Cena doesn't acknowledge. I mean, he loves it when the guys boo him and he encourages it. So Roman Reigns, on the other hand, is not experienced enough in the middle of the ring to deal with that. So we'll see what happens. And I have one other question before I let you go into what you called for: is what will make this WrestleMania the best one ever? What will happen on that? Is it what you just described? Would that make it the best one ever?
Well, I think. I don't know. Anyway, that if Reigns wins the title, I don't think it could be the best one ever. That completely just shuts that down. But I think if Austin gets involved in the Shane versus Undertaker match, and maybe he stuns McMahon, you get a little nostalgia there. I think that would be cool if they bring back some more old people during that match, which I think is a possibility. But that would probably be the only thing right off the top of my head that I could think of that would make this WrestleMania really cool and maybe. Or if they brought out Finn Balor maybe during the ladder match. I don't know.
You know, they announced, I think, yesterday that the main event of the pay-per-view is going to be the Hell in a Cell match. It'll be the last match of the night.
See, so, I actually said they were going to do that because it makes more sense. It's the control of a show is more than the belt because the belt is where the is on the show, right? You know.
Yeah, and I was actually talking to somebody last night that's actually leaving for Dallas Sunday morning to be there, and he was asking me, he's like, what do you think's going to end the show? I said, it can't be Triple H and Roman, because Roman is going to win, and you can't have your biggest pay-per-view ever end in a chorus of boos.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It almost happened last year.
It almost.
It
would have.
It would have if they didn't. I wonder if they called an audible that night. I don't know.
They called an audible that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it upset everyone in Roman Reigns' family, including Rikishi, who went to the Hall of Fame that year.
Well, that's true.
It did.
He did it for The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did it for you, Rock.
I did it for the paycheck.
I held the belt in my hand for 5.5 minutes. So okay, now, Jordan, what did you call for, buddy? I'm sorry.
Well, pretty much I called about the Roman Reigns heel turn. I think that's what's going to be the ending result of this WrestleMania, and I think that's kind of how they'll make the fans accept it as him as champion, because I don't think there's any way that he can go over and just kind of be like the Cena character. They'll get booed out of the building.
Oh, yeah.
But he's getting booed. I'm really excited for the Ambrose-Lesnar match. I think that's going to be the thing that steals the show, and I think there'll be a lot of great moments from that match.
Did you hear, by the way, Roman Reigns on Monday Night Raw, every time he came out, how loud the crowd was against him? I mean, it's like, if WWE is good,
watched the last three Raws?
No, it's been a lot, but it's like, the closer we get, the louder they're getting.
That is the worst kind of heat you can get. Yeah, the worst kind. It's X-Pac go away.
The only way you can save it is by having him, just switch sides. And, I don't have a problem with that, because he's not really a great promo guy, He's very man of few words out there. You don't need, there's rumors forever going that he was going to be involved in this new, what was it called again? The club, Baylor Club or whatever they're going to call it.
Bulletproof, whatever they're going to go with.
Bulletproof or whatever. So who knows, maybe that will erupt at the end of the show too.
Or put him with Heyman. Heyman's always sung his praises.
Yeah, that's true. So
I think I would turn him and the Usos heel on The Rock.
Not even necessarily on The Rock. I think The Rock, personally, I think his involvement should be with The New Day. It evens out 4-on-4. That's just kind of, because it's a funny gimmick kind of thing. Rock doesn't need to be involved in the world title picture.
It's true.
Especially if for some reason the title picture does, or the title match does end the pay-per-view for some reason. But where I was going with this is that I actually think that, I lost my train of
thought. That's okay. It's okay. Hey, Jordan, thanks for calling, man. Okay, come on out if you can tomorrow. Salvatore's at the garage door. We're going to be there early. There's three matches on the pre-show. And they actually moved the Andre the Giant Battle Royal back to the regular show.
Did they really?
Yeah. So
good.
Because there's going to be some big name entrants.
Ooh.
Apparently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors going on right now about who's going to be popping in and who's not. And I don't know if you've been online at all this past week, but you could think of any guy who wrestled for WCW 10 years ago and add their name to the list of rumors of who are going to show up. So, one particular one, who worked for WWE for a year has been quite prevalent in the last couple of days about him showing up.
Any coincidence that, his doppelganger is opening the show?
Oh, yeah. Feed me more. Goldberg. So why don't we go to break?
I thought it was Gilbert.
I'd love to see Gilbert, man.
Some sparklers and a fire extinguisher.
I actually hope that just to mess with people during the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, Goldberg's music hits, but Gilbert comes out. I actually hope that happens. If it does, that'll be a WrestleMania moment I will remember forever.
You're assuming WWE has a sense of humor.
Two weeks ago, Gilbert and Goldberg were both at a autograph signing.
On a tag team.
And it's great because they have pictures of Goldberg picking Gilbert up and holding him upside down. And it was like, if you go online and look, you'll find it. And they were all doing it, with a sense of humor and stuff. But Barry Hardy was there too, and he was the one who was posting all the pictures. You know Barry Hardy from Rochester, used to wrestle as an executioner as well as Barry Hardy, so from the pre-Attitude era. But we got to go to break. We got guys on the line. Keep calling. We got a couple lines open right now. We're going to talk NXT when we come back.
Yes, yeah. Please.
You're listening, and speaking of music, I'm playing Mr. Baron Corbin, the one loser of the show. You're listening to the Pain Click on Fox Sports 1280.
That are not only legal, but they are encouraged. And now Dean Ambrose on the precipice of being the next big star in WWE has that opportunity. it's Brock Lesnar.
And Alberto Del Rio going after Kofi. Kofi sidesteps Del Rio. Oh, and a distraction. Allow Kofi to take advantage.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Brian Furk, DeMarc, Jay-Z, and you. And we got a special guest in our next hour, local super producer for iHeartMedia Rochester. We'll be joining us in the next hour to talk WrestleMania. That's when we're going to do our predictions, folks. But before we get into NXT, I must clear these lines because they may not want to talk about NXT, and they've been waiting quite a while. So we got Baldy. What's up, Baldy?
And let's have, if you have one question only, by the way. If
we're what, do you got a question for me, pal?
No. Do I have a question for you? Yes, I do. I have two questions for you very quickly. What's The Rock going to do at WrestleMania?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I see. I was saying myself.
I agree.
Up for
it doesn't matter what The Rock
does. Actually, that was he's only going to be around for a couple weeks, and then he's gone. So who really cares?
He'll probably only be around for WrestleMania.
Couple of minutes. That's
Baywatch.
It.
Baywatch he's making right now. But okay, and also, what's going to make this the best WrestleMania?
If Triple H pulls a hammy on down to the ring during his ridiculous entrance.
Okay, Baldy, what's up with you, bro?
Man, I like his predictions. He's on.
So I'm down. When aren't I? But anyways, there's just a couple of matches I'd like to touch on. You know, the main. I don't know. Is Triple H is he going to be in the main event? Because they'd really be admitting that they blew it this year if the world title isn't the main event.
I think the stakes of the company is the main event. You know
okay,
what?
Okay. Well, so we'll talk about that. An interesting finish. Obviously, Shane can't go over clean on The Undertaker, I don't think, in any way. I think the only way Undertaker loses is if he leaves, if he maybe tombstones Vince in the middle of the ring, leaves his he looks sick, Vince. His eyes, boy, he looks ill. But if he leaves him in the middle of the ring and just walks out, that would be pretty cool.
I think that might be after the decision.
After the finish? Shane has to lose to him. You can't have Shane. I love Shane. He's great, and he's actually going to bring realism back to wrestling, something that, the Lesnar and who's he wrestling there? Ambrose.
That's
really lacking any reality. And Ambrose, his hair, it's really distracting.
It's gross, isn't it? Like, he needs to wash it, man.
Just join the club. Be a Baldy.
Yeah, really.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I can say, if he uses that chainsaw in the match, then it's going to immediately go to, like, there'll be murder charges pressed, because I don't think that's going to actually do anything.
And I would love to see Kurt Angle come back at some point. During WrestleMania is where they should highlight him.
He's another guy they've been talking about.
He's another guy. He's kissed Triple H's butt for the last 6 months. It's really sad that an Olympic gold medalist has to kiss a guy who should be a road agent. Triple H can put together a great match. No one can deny that. But really, he should be a road agent. And the fact that Kurt Angle has to kiss his butt in order to come back, that's just a spin.
Well, it's not that. Kurt Angle had to right a lot of wrongs and kind of keep himself clean for the last little while because he kind of had a... What do you have, like 5 or 6 DWIs or something
like that? When he left WWE, he was in the throes of painkiller addiction as well as alcoholism.
Yeah.
So he just had to prove himself this last 7 years.
But still, a lot of that stuff rang true because when CM Punk left, he said the same thing. Plenty of people have talked about Triple H holding people back just so that he looks better.
You know, you're right. And he wouldn't be, this allotted champion if it wasn't for what we saw on TV. So, and that, I think he has a lot of power in the company. I don't think he's the ends all to meet all. I think John Cena is more the face of that company than Triple H ever could have been. You know, and there's a lot of guys that really, I mean, think just Triple H was in the right place in the right time when guys were jumping ship, going away, going to WCW, going other places. He stayed and he reaped the benefits of being a big guy staying, he's not an incredible wrestler. If you like punches, woo, that's a lot of fun.
That's something they need to get out of. This isn't UFC. So are they fake UFC or are they fake wrestling? And I know the punches been around for about 20 years or 30 years now. Yeah. since the 70s. But I mean, they got to have the ref if they want to compete. Okay, if they want to grow, and I've been saying this for over 10 years, so I know some of my fans are like, oh, geez, enough of this, Paulie. But they need to become more realistic. It has to be believable. You need the Lesnars, you need the Lashleys. You know, you need to bring back Shelton Benjamin. Why isn't Shelton Benjamin on my TV? Come on, the guy's the best athlete possibly ever in wrestling.
You know, what's funny is I was anyone Snapchat.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I was Snapchatting.
No, I'm not 13, Rich.
I was following Tori Wilson's Snapchat. She's down there. And
well, I'd follow that.
And I was looking at, she had like three in a row. One was with her, and then all of a sudden, there's Trish Stratus behind her. And then, hey, look, it's Shelton Benjamin eating a burger out in a bench outside of a restaurant.
Right, it's pathetic.
You know, well, you know, but he's there. You know, I mean, they're all making tons of money because that's what, you know, when you do these autograph signings at WrestleMania time, you can dictate what you get. So, and
oh, so he's there signing autographs?
Yeah, he's there. He's not with WWE, but he's there. There's a huge convention going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they gotta get
because I mean, I saw, what's his name? Virgil. He was there.
He set up on a card table outside.
People were bad mouthing him, too. You know, Virgil.
Like selling stuff or playing three card Monty. Like.
So, but you know, there are much better athletes, and you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, as long as Tripp disappears after this, I'll be happy, you know?
Well, it has to be in grand fashion. He has to give himself up. He has to do. He has to do the Undertaker deal where he just totally, you know, let Lesnar become a monster, become the beast. He has to do something like that. And really, Roman Reigns isn't the guy because you can't turn Reigns heel against him. You know, who cares? You know, they're going to boot everyone. But the thing, and then Roman turning heel afterwards, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it could be interesting. But yeah, I guess the Undertaker has to go off last, and it says what it says about the world title right now.
Yeah, you know, you're right, man. Thank you so much for calling, Baldy.
Bye, guys.
Hey, come on out and join us tomorrow. We're going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road, no cover charge. We'll be there from 5 to 11 at least, so definitely come check us out. Now, my phone screener couldn't get this guy's name. What's your name, sir?
Me, Renew.
What was that?
Me, Renew.
Yeah, you guys get that?
No, you might want to try and call back.
Why don't you call back on the line? Because it's like, I cannot hear what you're saying, sir. Speaking of not
Stephen Hawking,
I didn't understand this guy's name either when he called. Scott, some from Henrietta or something, I think, like that.
Yeah.
What's up, Scott?
Yeah.
I think that was like a voice.
Wait, is this Brendan Dassey?
Yeah.
Is this a weekly phone call? He wants to know about WrestleMania.
I just want to watch WrestleMania.
Okay,
I'm really excited and I want to watch WrestleMania, and I really hope John Cena comes back. He's the greatest wrestler ever. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
John Cena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you're calling. It must have something to do with NXT then, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to ask because I just want to. Mark, are you excited at all about the fact that Nakamura and Ibushi were back in the same building last night?
Man, there was a lot of people in the crowd last night. But yes, Ibushi was in the crowd, which, from what I heard, they may be trying to pick him up for either NXT or possibly for that the global tournament that they're going to be doing. Also, Bobby Roode was in the crowd last night.
Yeah, Bobby Roode, man. He gets cut 1 week ago, and then he shows up. They even said,
the hottest free agent out there.
It's amazing, because I heard they're more interested in Eric Young than they are Bobby Roode.
I'm glad, because you want to know what? I really mean this. Bobby Roode is the it factor. He really, really is. Reminds me of someone like Triple H. He can cut a promo, and he's just a good worker. He's got that Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson. He's a reincarnation of him. Yeah, Arn's not dead, you know. But I mean,
so that being said, with what you were asking, Nakamura last night. What did everyone think?
Unbelievable
match between him and Zayn.
Yeah,
already match of the year in my mind. Nothing will be put on better than that match. Unbelievable match.
Yeah,
Nakamura walked out and instantly became the most over guy in the company.
Oh, like, and then he just reaped in. When he started bleeding, he just loved it.
He licked his fingers.
Yeah, wiped it all over his face. And I mean, that was just the last 5 minutes of that match, which made your breath go away.
I was starting to get irritated with the crowd, though, because for the first 10 minutes, it was only about them just trying to find different chants, and it was taking away and kind of irritating me from the match. I don't know why.
Well, the fans have always been trying to get their stuff in. You know, they're trying to work their own magic, become part of the show. And unfortunately, even in a match that's as good and as awesome as the Nakamura Zayn match, they had to get involved somehow. But eventually, they were just so they were captured by the match, and it was awesome. Good.
I tell you what,
that crowd was exhausted, and I honestly felt bad for Bayley and Asuka, because after that match, they had to go on.
I said the same thing to my friends.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, I figured that's exactly why they'd always said that Apollo Crews Elias Sampson was going to be on the card. As kind of like a cool down in between some of these matches because the card was so stacked.
Or they should have put Austin Aries and Baron Corbin after the Zayn match because, or the Zayn and Nakamura match because you needed a match that everybody can chill for a minute. You're right. People should have been hotter during the Bayley match.
And what a terrible match for Austin Aries as a debut. That was the worst match on the card.
Put it in perspective, though. It was the worst match on the card because the other four matches were phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Easily, it was the best structured pay-per-view level event that WWE's put on in the better part of a decade. Every match on there was, on paper, awesome.
It was like a Ring of Honor.
We were just hoping Mauro Ranallo was going to call because he was there, he did the pre-show, and then we went to... what was his name?
Tom Phillips and Corey Graves. Yeah. Who looked like he was there to pick his prom date up. Did you see that?
He had a real nice suit, yeah.
No, sir, Mr. Cleaver. I'm going to bring her home right at 10.
but I'll tell you, I've really started to like Corey Graves a lot more. I think he's really starting to fill out that position. It was a really good commentator because, you know, they had those moments last night and, you know, I could go on, but I'm going to get stopped by WWE Medical because apparently I'm bleeding all over the place.
Boo. But sorry.
The chants during that segment were very interesting, and maybe Vince was finally listening.
No, first of all, Vince is never listening. Don't ever think that.
Hold on. Now, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I do not have a problem with WWE stopping that. This wasn't, they bladed and there was a lot of blood. It's two totally different things. Mm. Joe suffered a legitimate, risky cut directly underneath his eye that had to be addressed.
Yeah.
That could have led to some very serious issues. It had to be dealt with.
I hate to agree with Baldy. It brings some realism to it. To have a referee come in to wipe the blood off, it adds realism to something that we already know is a work.
It actually looked like they put some Vaseline on it to stop it from bleeding.
They glued it
twice, and it kept popping because he would keep doing moves and he'd keep moving his face and the glue would pop and he'd start bleeding again.
Well, but I'll be honest with you,
super glue.
As soon as Joe got back in the ring. It's like those guys just had a conversation, just looking at each other, and they just went right back to it like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And the crowd completely forgot about the fact that there was the blood even happened.
Every stoppage was like that. Because even it happened a couple times. He was like going up the aisle for one of the stoppages. And as soon as he got back in, I mean, Joe hit everything you could ever hit, you know, in his repertoire against Finn Balor.
I'm in shock he didn't win.
He hit him in the muscle buster. And that's when he reopened it bad, too, when he went down on back and then they pulled him aside again.
So with him losing, I have to throw this out there real quick. My buddy Sean from work just texted me. His phone's dying, but he's listening right now.
Hey,
and
Sean.
He wanted to say...
Hey, Lisa, I know she's listening too. Okay.
Okay. So he wanted to say that, you know, it's kind of an interesting card with Bayley losing last night as well as Baylor retaining. Yeah,
he's the only one to retain the title. Everyone else lost the titles last night.
So Monday after Raw... I don't think that Baylor's going to show up there. I think they're going to keep them in him and the Bullet Club in NXT. And I'm not sure if that's where Sean's going with this, but I think Joe's going to be the one to go on to Raw.
That's what they said. In the news, it's been for the last month, it says Joe's going to debut in Raw.
But I keep hearing Baylor's name over and over and
over. Well, I mean, we got Anderson now and
Gallows.
Both the Gallows and Anderson have pictures of them showing up in Dallas or whatever in the locker room this past week. So
I can't wait to watch them versus the Revival.
There's going to be some good stuff coming up, but I think you can have Finn still come up even if he's a champion. I mean,
Owens do it.
Owens was a champ for quite a while when he was up.
But let's give a lot of props right now to Sami Zayn because he did that.
Incredible.
And tomorrow night he's going to go do it again.
He's incredible, man. Oh, Dad, you're getting yelled at.
I'm getting yelled at. I gotta go. But I just wanted
throw him in front of a screen. That's what I do.
Great call, Scott. Thank you so much for calling. We have to go to break. Phone lines are now exploding. So,
should we call someone?
No. It's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. I want to listen to a little Sami Zayn music as we go to break. So, we're gonna go to break.
And we have to find Nakamura's theme and play that because that's another phenomenal one.
Give us a call 222-1280. Start with you. Listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Is one of those
one in a million athletes that is so good he can turn his dreams into a reality. Roman Reigns is so good that he was able to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion for all of 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
You may be my father's instrument of destruction, but I am the instrument of change here in the WWE. That's been needed for a very, very long time.
Look, everyone, it's Tyler!
Is it my eyes when you look at me?
Let me take you back to WrestleMania 2 years ago. Your legacy died.
Hi, this is Shane McMahon from the World Wrestling Federation, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Super good looking. Every hair in place. Everyone loves this gorgeous face.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. You know, he actually sings this. This is actually Tyler Breeze singing
it. Such a throwback.
It's like Shawn Michaels. He looks like Shawn Michaels. He sings his own theme.
Turn it up. It's the best part.
But all model, am I what you want? Am I who you follow? Don't
try. I need a selfie stick.
When I say ooh, you say what?
It used to be fuzzy, yeah.
All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the cash
man. You should get a fuzzy selfie stick. I know I kind of bashed you a couple weeks ago for your selfie stick, but if it was fuzzy, I think
by the way,
okay
you missed when we were at Derby. I had it with me.
Oh boy.
And I busted it out, and I never used it. But
did one of the girls spear you for having it?
No, but it would have been pretty funny. I would have enjoyed that.
Oh, wait. Jay-Z's here. Hey, have you been listening about what we're doing with the roller derby girls?
No, I missed
We are going to do a pain clinic versus the Rock City Roller Derby.
Yeah, I'm not in.
At all?
Not in at
all.
Will
you be our coach?
I'll be your coach. All right. Maybe. We'll look at the schedules. We'll discuss it after the show.
Okay. 2-2-2-12-80.
Actually, I'd rather him just do commentary like JR the whole time.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks.
He's a podcast it for our show.
Yeah. Look at the guys are on the ground. Girls are going around them and they're
My
bleeding.
My God, the mark is bleeding again.
Bleeding all over like a stuck pig. It's like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. My God. Right. My God. Rich has a family.
2-2-2-12-80 Star Toys number. Now listen to that bad phone we got earlier. It's my friend Linnell. It's Linnell. So he's on the line right now. You there, buddy? Well, that sounds still kind of weird, man. But maybe we can understand you if you talk real quick. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just want to say Happy WrestleMania weekend, everybody out
man,
there.
Are you happy WrestleMania dude, weekend,
dude? Woo-hoo! I haven't seen you in forever, dude. You gonna come out this weekend?
Oh no, man! I got some stuff going on in the shadow gallery, some illegal activities I can't talk about on the air.
Gotcha.
Don't incriminate me, but I'll be there in spirit.
Very cool. Well, man, are you looking forward to anything? Are anything in particular standing out for you on this show?
If you don't want to see Roman Reigns walk out with his belt, don't watch WrestleMania tomorrow because you're going to be disappointed.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people who feel the same way.
So disappointed when he walks out with this belt. You know what? I actually really am not looking forward to WrestleMania this year. Some of the stuff they got on there is just ridiculous to me. Hopefully the Bullet Club forms tomorrow. That's the only thing I hope for. But I actually really, really enjoyed the NXT show last night.
Oh, man, we all did, man.
It was top-notch. It was fantastic. Last three matches were superb.
Hey, last three matches were superb. Let's also just quickly throw in there, we talked about before we got on the air, how about American Alpha versus the Revival?
Oh, yeah, that was incredible.
They were all great.
Oh, got title change last night and started the show.
If I am one of the guys on the main roster that has a match on the WrestleMania card, already I'm having trouble sleeping. After watching NXT, I'm not sleeping because I'm thinking in my head, how the hell do we follow that?
Well, the good news is there's not a tag team match. Well, actually, it's on the pre-show, Usos versus Dudley Boys, so at least we don't have to worry about at WrestleMania a good-looking tag team match.
Yeah. Hey, Linnell, thanks so much for calling, man. It's nice talking to you again, bro.
All Thank you. Everybody stay safe out there.
Okay, you too, you man. Too. And don't get implicated for anything that you can't talk about. So 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. I was going to say, Stephanie McMahon was in the crowd last night.
And looking beautiful.
Booing herself.
Oh. And she was booing herself.
It was awesome.
And the thing is how can the heads of WWE go to that show and then go to the locker room on Sunday and say, okay, now you know what you know? Because remember, we talked about this around the time of SummerSlam. Was it SummerSlam last year where they had the Brooklyn show right before it, and the Brooklyn show blew away anything?
Well, how about Triple H being the guy in charge of NXT?
Yeah.
He's like probably sitting somewhere with his head in his hands right now being like, what have I done?
So and we keep hearing the possibility of brand splitting. If that's what you're going to do, I say NXT is its own brand. And maybe throw, you know, Zayn over there and keep, you know, maybe even grab Cesaro. Put all of them over there and put your superstars with Raw. There you go. There's your problem fixed.
I think the WWE has realized that they have two separate audiences that they're trying to cater to. You've got the casual fan that's going to watch WrestleMania regardless because they love WrestleMania. It's like a Super Bowl type event.
Are there people that really just do that?
There
absolutely.
Are.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Most of the people
obviously I would know, but
you'll see at Salvatore's tomorrow at 149 East Ridge Road.
Then you have the diehards like us who are going to watch every NXT show every week, no matter what, that are going to watch WrestleMania because it is our Super Bowl. We want a great Super Bowl, you know, but we might not get it.
Let's admit
you know?
It. Every one of us, though, we're all waiting. Yeah, you're
it's
right. We're all
I'm
hoping
getting
for
cause
it.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to watch every Super Bowl, regardless if the 49ers are in it or not. Because I love the Super Bowl, just the atmosphere of the Super Bowl. But I'm going to watch WrestleMania, regardless of whether it's going to be good or not. I'm not going to ever boycott it or stop watching if someone loses or wins.
You know about my boycott, right?
Yeah, we've talked about that. I want to let you folks know also, we're doing 2 hours today. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we're going to be on till noon.
2 hours, baby.
Woo! So we've got plenty of time to talk, to take your calls, and we'll start by going back to the phones real quick. We got buddy Brian. What's up, Bri?
Hi, guys. How are you?
How you doing, man?
You know what? I can't be at the graduate with you guys tomorrow night.
We're going to cancel it now, man, and we're done.
And WrestleMania.
No, I'm kidding, man. You definitely are more than welcome to come if you can. But so, what are you excited about this pay-per-view?
You know what? From what I've been hearing from the card, I think there's going to be two good matches. I think it's going to be really good. One, the Hell in a Cell match. I think that Raw will have Shane McMahon win the match tomorrow night. And I think Charlotte say goodbye to the debut title. And I heard something. I don't know if you guys heard something on Raw that they're talking about changing the debut title. Did you guys hear something about that?
I actually saw the picture of the new title.
About time.
It looks a lot like John Cena or when John Cena debuted the new WWE belt. It's like that, but a little bit smaller. It's got it's like red in the W, and it's like on a gold background.
I'm totally okay with it. I've said for a long time
get rid of the butterfly.
Stop calling them divas if you want to take them serious.
Divas
women.
Is insulting.
Get rid of the
How
butterfly.
How do you have an NXT women's title? You're a woman in NXT, but when you get up here, you're a diva.
Yeah. Brian,
sorry, are they going to rename the E-Show Total Women?
Total Women.
No. You know what? I thought about that, too. And I was surprised one of your colleagues is not at WrestleMania like they do every year.
One of our what?
The Hollies?
No, you know how you have one of you guys...
Yes. So this year,
goes to WrestleMania...
Danny was a guy for many years.
Court order. Yes. For what it's worth, last night, my wife was looking up... information for me to potentially go, but once I saw a plane ticket alone would cost me $900, I had to pass.
I will tell you that I found six seats in the on the floor. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Oh, so we're going?
Six seats on the floor. They're 13,
going to WrestleMania, baby! Woo!
$1,300 each.
I will say this. I will not be there at WrestleMania this year. However, a small piece of me is traveling to WrestleMania. Jimmy Z.
Did you cut your hair?
No. Because we've had a couple of the guys up here, the IWF. One of their last shows, I brought a sign supporting a local guy, a guy me and Mark went to high school with, Eric Eminon. Yep. He was in a car accident.
No sells car accidents.
Yeah, he was in a car accident. Crashed his car going 60 miles an hour, walked away from it unscathed.
The brakes just
So I made a
working.
Sign that says, Eminon, no sells car accidents.
Nice.
Jimmy Z packed it in his suitcase. He's going to be on the aisle. I am going to see that sign at WrestleMania.
Really?
And I can't wait for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's also going to bring a big sign that says, booty O's, but the O is going to be cut out, and he's going to put his face in it.
You know what? I am so sick of them.
What? Shut your mouth. You didn't start your day off with booty-os, did you? That's why you're acting all booty right now.
Don't
you dare be sour! Cashman!
Oh, Lord. 2222. We're going to go to break right now. We got the Lions.
World Tag Team Champions!
If you can see it, they're like bobbleheads.
Just so you guys, everyone out there knows, we just did the dance. We stood up, everything. Sean, that was for you.
Booty O's.
I'm so fat, I'm out of breath doing that.
What's the line on booty O's? Because they make you...
They make sure you ain't booty. That's
well, why right. do they call them booty O's then? Because they should be anti-booty O's then, right?
Oh, come on, Rich. You're ruining it.
Stop arguing semantics. Thanks, Bit Killer Jones.
2-2-2-1280.
Thanks, Buzzkill Jones.
We're going to be back on the flip side. Give us a call. You're listening to Pain Click on Fox Sports 1280.
Your boy Ric Flair, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo! Woo!
I feel booty. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic.
The only thing I want Ric Flair to do tomorrow, just at some point when Charlotte, like, if somehow, like, gets screwed on a pin, but the match still keeps going. I want him to throw his jacket on the ground and just elbow it. That's the only thing I want out of him tomorrow.
Hey, folks, I want to let you know the phone number is 222-1280, star 1280. We're going to be here for another hour. We got four. The lines are loaded right now. We got 6 minutes to get them in before the end of the hour. If we don't, please hold on. We'll get you in the beginning of the next hour. But I want to start off by saying don't forget to join us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tomorrow for WrestleMania 32 or Star. It's an ASCII key code. You can make actually star when you do that. But nevertheless, above your heads. But nevertheless.
Dallas Cowboy symbol.
That's right. So we'll be there tomorrow from 7 to 11 for the show. We'll be there the pre-show, 5 o'clock on. So come hang out with us. I got stuff to give away. I'm bringing Pain Clinic t-shirts with me, possibly give them away. And also sell them if you want to buy one. And we're all going to have a good time. WrestleMania 32. Let's go get a couple calls in before we run out of time because we are really running late. We'll start with usually a winded caller, Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gang. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. We've been eating our booty-os. We're ready to go.
That's good. Hey, I don't know why you... I agree with the other boys. Yeah, I'm not sick of them. Who's sick of the New Day?
I am.
Come on.
I you know what? I just don't like... You know what?
They are so over right now.
I like them over when they were being booed. I don't like them over when they're being cheered.
Let the record show.
I am sour.
My 8-year-old in the studio... is raising his hand as one of the people who is sick of New Day.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you, bud.
Well, the best way to... my favorite kid now. His family. To have him face the League of Nations, which hopefully they retain the titles.
Well, titles are no longer on the line.
They're not on the line because it's 3-4. The tag teams are 2-2.
No freebird rule, huh?
Yeah, there probably is going to be an additional fourth guy added to them. It might be a surprise. We'll see what happens.
Mark Henry, maybe.
No, Mark Henry did that once as a surprise. I think there's...
No, the world's strongest unicorn, he burned that bridge.
Yeah,
Michael Hayes.
It's The Rock, I'm telling you.
What?
Michael Hayes.
So, what a match last night it was, Nakamura. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. I've had the network for a couple weeks. It's awesome.
It's worth watching it again, too. So.
It is. That match was stole the show. And do you think we've seen the last of Zayn down in Florida?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You could tell as he was walking out and taking all that in that was definitely his last match with NXT.
Yeah, he was getting the ole, ole, ole chant. Which
wasn't there a thank you, Zayn chant?
There was that, too. But you know what? The ole, for people who don't know that, that's when he was El Generico in Ring of Honor.
No, El Generico is in Mexico working with orphans.
Okay, well, he was El Generico. He trained half of the Ring of Honor guys who are now getting called up to WWE at the time. And he was probably the best wrestler in that company for a long, long, long time.
I don't know why I loved it when the crowd completely
was louder than Zayn's music singing his theme.
Yo, were they singing it like...
Yeah, it was... you could have heard me doing it too from my house. I was so excited.
Yeah, well, what was it? Big. What's the name of the band it sounds like again?
Mighty Mighty Boston.
Yeah, because you guys were singing along that time with the lyrics from the Boston.
Yeah.
Now, a few other things. I didn't touch on this. I haven't called in a few weeks, but a guy in my work brought this up, you know, in regards to the Undertaker-Shano match, that maybe possibly the posse might be involved for a one-time off.
Well, we did see a picture of Pete Gass right after Shane came back, and they were talking to him, so I wouldn't be surprised. There's going to be so much interference in that last match. It'll probably go like a good 20, 25 minutes, and then people will start popping
That's
in.
Why I think you can't end the show with it. You can't end with a million run-ins.
And the show's going to end with Vince McMahon getting tombstoned, I'm pretty sure. I get the feeling that's how it's going to end, you know?
Can't he just get cremated like, buried in cement like Paul Bearer did? That's what I was going to say.
But that couldn't even stop Paul Bearer. So.
That's right.
But Rick, we're running out of time.
Okay, well, two other things. I didn't hear you guys speak about it. I just tuned in. Did you mention Rude Ringside?
No, we haven't said that six times yet. Nope, not mentioning.
Like I said, I just tuned in.
Hey, your listening habits aren't my problem, man.
I know.
You know what? I have a diagnosis for you, Rick.
You just booty. Into it too much or no?
You need some booty-os because you got too much booty going on.
I could go to Wegmans and buy some in a little bit.
Yeah, booty. because what's the line again?
I don't know.
They make sure you ain't booty.
Okay. There's the
so your last question. You know what, Cash? I'm gonna tip this over right now. I am proud to say that come Monday, I will have a package being delivered to my house. And inside that package will be a box of Bootios. And inside that box of Bootios will be a Bootios t-shirt.
And some Bootios, probably, don't you think? I mean,
I totally plan on putting a bag of Lucky Charms in that box of Bootios and eating it.
I was going to say, to me, they look like Cheerios, sort of, but, you know.
Last thing, okay. Bailey's probably has left to the main roster as well, correct?
Bailey? No, I don't think Bailey's. Bailey's kind of a. She's probably going to have a good feud with Asuka for a while before she. Because she's a great athlete, but she's not a diva yet.
I think
by
summer. You'll see Bailey up there, maybe by SummerSlam.
Yeah, so hey, Rick, thanks for calling, man. We are up against it. We have another hour to go. So people on hold, stand hold. We'll take calls right out the beginning. We're going to do our predictions in the next hour or two. And I'm still asking y'all, when you call in, tell me what you think The Rock's going to do and what will make this the best WrestleMania ever.
And we have a whole other hour today because New Day Rocks! New Day Rocks! New Day Rocks!
Oh, we stopped.
I don't know if it does that.
The time has come to relieve that pain. Which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, hour two for April.
Such a big weekend. We get two flyovers.
Yes, two flyovers. We'll do it. Well, if I hit delay, you'll hear it again. But no, nevertheless, so we are back here for hour two, and I want to thank Kick This for giving us their hour so that we could talk WrestleMania 32 at Salvatore's at the garage door. We're going to be tomorrow, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be at Salvatore's at the garage door for WrestleMania. Starts at 7, gets done at 11. There's a two-hour pre-show. Starts at 5. We're going to be in there at 5. Three matches on the pre-show.
Gets done at 11.
ish.
Maybe. It might go a little bit late.
They've already said that they told cable companies to let everybody know they may go at least maybe 20 minutes more.
Oh. So there's definitely something happening at the end of this pay-per-view tomorrow. So,
but then if that's the case, how do you really have to put three of your matches on pre-show? Here, all right, I'm baffled by something. I understand you have big entrances. You have to show promo packages and everything. But on a regular pay-per-view, you have seven matches. And on a four-hour pay-per-view, you have seven matches.
Well, Flo Rida's got to go out and play.
Oh, I'm upset about that.
I hope it's like WrestleMania 28, and he comes out on a Tron bike for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. Florida. I mean, Flo Rida.
I hope he just comes out like Puff Daddy did that year. WrestleMania!
I want them to bring Bo out, and then they can do another rap battle.
Yes.
Bo Rida.
That would make it worth it.
Yeah, oh, there's going to be definitely some backstage stuff with that going on. They've had a little tay-to-tay going on every time he shows up.
He was so much better.
Snoop Dogg out, too.
I don't know. Snoop Dogg might come out and do some songs, too. Why not? He's going to the Hall of Fame. So
I played Snoop Dogg last night.
Or he might walk somebody out who might be related to him.
Yeah, 222-1280, Star Talk's number. We got two people on hold that we're going to go to real quick, and hated keeping them that long on hold. But I got to start with a guy who, one of the originals on this show, is this man.
You will respect my authority.
It is Andrew the Authority Joseph. What's up, buddy?
Hey, where's my entrance music?
You just got it, man.
You will respect my authority.
Right, you forgot the Bullet Club theme, but they haven't debuted yet, so we'll wait on that.
Yeah, and they're not going to use that song anyways, probably.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. It would have been really cool, but I tell you, let me start by saying this. I was very down on WrestleMania and down on wrestling until last night.
Of course.
Well, not just because of NXT. If you have the WWE Network, and if you don't, you're crazy because it's got incredible shows. You got to watch Legends with JBL with Michael Hayes. It was incredible. The stories that Michael was telling about his days on the road with Terry Gordy down in the South, and they got into some serious topics about racism and things like that. It was one of the best 45 minutes you'll ever spend. It really opens your eyes on a lot of things about Michael and the way wrestling was when he was a big star, you know, in the early 80s. So, I mean, it's great that the Birds are going into the Hall of Fame. It's long, long overdue. It's just too bad Terry and Buddy are no longer with us. But, yeah, the NXT show was one of the best pay-per-views I've seen in a long, long time.
Probably since the one last year, the one in Brooklyn during SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, but they didn't have Nakamura.
No, they didn't.
You guys mentioned about Nakamura and Zayn being the best match of the year.
No,
wait
till
Nakamura gets in the ring with AJ Styles.
Yeah, hopefully,
when that happens,
yeah, I hope so. You know, Nakamura was looking forward to Bryan Danielson, whatever they go by, and he's really disappointed when he found out after he had signed that he was retiring forever. So
hold on to that thought, because there's a lot of rumors going around right now that Daniel Bryan might be going to New Japan.
Really?
Yep.
Nah, he's done.
No.
I don't know. Daniel Bryan says he wants to wrestle, even though he can't. He says he wants
the seizures that he just came out and talked about. He's not doing it.
He's not wrestling again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Terry Funk, how many times did Terry Funk retire?
He's still retired, isn't he?
He's doing a barbecue across the street from the AT&T Stadium this weekend. There's a lot of great former wrestlers and current wrestlers down there, including, we mentioned the name, Mr. Goldberg is doing an event there, the World Arm Wrestling Championships.
Oh, yeah?
So he's in Dallas.
They're filming Over the Top, too.
Are we finally going to get the Goldberg-Bull Hurley match? Bull Hurley, I'm sorry.
I'm probably the only guy who remembers this, but who owns WCW?
Who owns Vince McMahon? Does.
Nope. No, Shane.
Shane does.
Shane McMahon.
Yeah,
owns
right.
WCW.
Yeah, only because it's called the storyline.
Yeah, I know that, but if they remember that storyline, it would make sense for Goldberg to come out during the Undertaker.
You're right.
Hell in the Cell.
And there's talks. His name has been floated around this past week, and they say some of the people who mentioned this rumor say they come from legitimate people.
How they show him coming out of the janitor's closet.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, I think Goldberg would get a massive pop. He certainly would. I mean, I don't know what he looks like now. I don't think he's probably in the size he was back in the day.
Oh, no, he is. He is, man. The guy is a workout maniac. He's in better shape than he was now than he was then.
And the great thing about Goldberg, he's a great guy. I mean, we was the first guest ever on the Pain Clinic was Bill Goldberg.
That's right. And the last time he was in Buffalo, he called in and we sat there and talked, for 15, 20 minutes. And he was appearing at that reunion show or whatever, that Legends show that was out in... Akron, New York. I remember that. And I still think
Goldberg's best work was in Ready to Rumble.
Yeah. Well, we might be watching that tomorrow, too.
Hey, Scott Kahn's come a long way. He's gone from Ready to Rumble to Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, I know. Nothing in between, though.
Yeah, really. But let's talk about WrestleMania. The match I'm looking forward to, honestly, is the Divas match. Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Because after what Bayley did last night with Asuka, they're going to try to top it. And those three can really, really perform.
Yeah, but will Vince give them the time and the opportunity to do
so? Well, if it's really going to go 20 minutes over, maybe they will. They could really steal the show, those three would be great.
From bell to bell, that match will probably only get at max 15 minutes.
Yeah, yep. 15 is even generous.
Right. So we'll see.
11.
I hope it happens. But the other thing that people aren't really talking about, this is going to be
Hurry up, man, the phone lines are loaded.
This is going to be the biggest crowd to watch wrestling in the history of the United States. It's going to beat WrestleMania 3. It's not going to beat this tour in North Korea a number of years ago, that 160,000. But
yeah. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair was on that show against Fujinami. But it's going to be close to 100,000. I mean, they'll probably paper the crowd and get as many people there as possible.
They're papering today, man. They're going an hour outside of Dallas papering like crazy. I'm sure they are. Because you could still get floor seats yesterday, okay?
Yeah, it's sad that there's so many injuries and retirements that caused the card to get messed up. But there's a lot of things that could happen. I just hope that things don't go too crazy in that in the Ambrose Lesnar match, because you know this is a PG product.
Yeah.
He was bringing out some things that if you tried to use those things on the street, you'd be charged with assault and murder.
Yeah, a chainsaw.
Finn Balor.
Yeah, he came out.
Finn Balor danced with
Nakamura. Balor brought out a chainsaw last night. Yeah.
I don't understand it. I mean, like, it was cool, but it was just.
He needs to go back to being Prince Devitt and start up the Bullet Club, because I just could not get into Finn Balor. Joe was incredible. I mean, Joe was pissed. You could tell he was mad.
Yeah,
about
you do stuff. Know that Balor and Prince Devitt are the same guy, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Andrew,
you said you can't get into Balor. It's just a different name.
Yeah, I got two questions for you, Andrew, real quick. What's The Rock going to do tomorrow?
He's going to promote his movies.
But what will he be involved in the show? He's going to be on the card a couple times.
I hope he comes out dressed like a lifeguard.
Yeah,
slow motion, man.
Hasselhoff will come out together.
I'll be ready.
Yes, he's in Baywatch. If you don't know that.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson too. Have her come out too.
Cool. Hey, she was involved with WrestleMania back in the day.
That's right. And what was going to make this WrestleMania the best one ever for you?
I hope it's the Divas match, and I hope we get some surprise maybe we don't know about that they're keeping significantly secret. Because, you know, like I said, that Undertaker match is going to have so much interference, but I'm going to go against the grain. I think they're going to find a way for Shane to win that match.
I do too. I think Shane's going to win that match too.
It's
because
sad.
Why would they put the stip out there if they weren't going to do it? You know, we always talk about that. They throw stipulations out. If they're not going to use them, why put it out there?
Well, there's also no DQ in the title match too, so expect there's going to be a boltload of interference.
And it's funny.
I think that's where you're going to see The Rock in that match. You're going to see Rock helping his cousin.
Oh yeah, and it's never been announced that it was no DQ until we saw the t-shirts yesterday. So, Andrew, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, have a good time. Enjoy the pay-per-view.
You too, man. You enjoy it, and we'll talk again real soon, I'm sure. Okay, take it easy, buddy. All right, 222-1280, starts over. We got Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Thank you for holding on to the top of the hour, man. How's it going?
Good. First of all, I want to say, if you're going to bring in that Ready to Rumble movie, then I'm going to bring in a PlayStation 4. We can play some WWE 2K16 too on another TV. So we're going to make it a real WrestleMania party. Ready to Rumble on one TV. WWE 2K16 on another.
Man, I think that would be awesome.
I think we have to like pass this by the owners.
You need to call Ray and Chuck now. Tell them we're taking over.
Ironically, the writing on WWE 2K16 is better than that in Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, that game is awesome. Let me see. A couple of scenarios could go on and this WrestleMania. It's going to live up. But we are going to have some surprises. I'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to tell you why The Rock is going to be in at WrestleMania. It's not what the new guys who were saying before. But let me start off with the championship match. That's going to be a match that's going to be like in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have...
No, championship match will be the last one before the Hell in the Cell. It's going to be...
No, I'm going to give you a couple scenarios. That's going to be in the 9 o'clock hour. the 8 o'clock hour is going to be Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose. Now, let me get to the scenario that I was talking about. All right, so what's going to happen in the Triple H Roman Reigns match is Shawn Michaels is going to jump out of the crowd, super kick Reigns, and the Dudley Boys are going to interfere and jump on Reigns. Triple H is going to retain the title. But here's what's going to happen after that. Okay, before that happens, though, Dean Ambrose is going to get taken out by Brock Lesnar in the street fight. Okay, so that's, like I said, that's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. Now, the 9 o'clock hour, I just told you, Shawn Michaels is going to cost Roman Reigns the title. Okay, and now this is what's going to happen. After Triple H has his hand raised, you're going to hear the music that you would not expect to hear, Seth Rollins' music. I know he hasn't been cleared, according to the internet or whatnot, to wrestle.
You're going to see Seth. Doctors.
The doctors said he's not ready either, but go ahead. I want to hear you. So Seth Rollins is going to come out. What's he going to do? I mean, the match is over.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. Seth Rollins is going to come out, and he's going to hold his hand out and ask for his title back.
Oh, okay. So it'll start the whole feud. You see, there's a feud that's bound to happen between them. It may be pushed off to SummerSlam now.
But they don't end the WrestleMania like a Raw where someone come out just raising their hand being like, I want my title back. They're not going to end WrestleMania like that. I like the idea.
It's got to end on a good note.
If you want that, my biggest suggestion is to go back and watch on the network WrestleMania 31. You'll totally see the very ending where Seth Rollins comes out and takes over. That's not going to happen this year.
Okay, so let me use my imagination. I know what you said. That was a great ending last year. Okay, but Seth, I didn't say he had to wrestle, but he just wants his title back. Okay, so Triple H refuses to give him his title. All of a sudden, you see Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins in the ring at the same time, forming the Shield, and they put Triple H through a table. Okay, now, as far as the main event goes, has anybody noticed that you haven't heard anything from the Wyatt family?
No, the Wyatt family are going to have something to do with the Dean Ambrose Lesnar match, because originally it was supposed to be Bray Wyatt and Lesnar, and then Wyatt's been messing with Lesnar the last couple of weeks going up to.
I can't believe you're wasting Wyatt on.
But he's got nothing else going on.
Wyatt's back.
He was also injured, hurt. He was hurt for a couple of weeks, so they kind of like.
Okay, but all right, come on. Leading up to it, he had nothing. I mean, in January and February, they just did nothing with him.
Nothing with him. And they're not even. You have no Luke Harper, nobody involved in WrestleMania from the Wyatt family?
Well, Luke Harper's injured. He tore his ACL, so he's done for like 6 to 8 months. So
what about Braun?
Nothing official on that yet. Nothing official on that.
Okay.
Braun, what about Braun? He's going to be in the Battle Royal, though, right, Braun?
I think they're still at Wall Street looking around.
You know, Braun Strowman is going to be in the Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. There's talks that he was going to win. I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
They de-pushed him. There was talk of him and Taker. Then all of a sudden,
maybe he should use booty-os. Oh, that's because that's an antidote to being booty.
He is being booty.
I imagine if he eats booty-os, he would undergo the transformation that Ogre went at the end of Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, where he comes out with a pocket protector and the glasses?
Pocket protector, bow tie, his hair slicked back.
Yeah, I would like to see that. That'd be nice.
That's all I see when I see Strowman, man.
It's Ogre.
Troy, anything else, brother?
Oh, yeah. I think the match I'm looking forward to, you guys, I know you said you don't like this team because they got kind of boring. I'm looking forward to seeing the Dudley Boys and the Usos go out. I think that's going to be a great match. Somebody's definitely going through a table.
Well, then enjoy that on the USA Network because that'll be the pre-show.
That's good. I think that could be one of the matches.
Did you say the USA Network?
they're doing one of the hours on the.
Are they?
Yeah,
I thought
the network.
Really, I thought it was going to be all 2 hours.
From 6 to 7 is on USA Network.
Oh, that's going to be weird. But they're still going to be on the WWE Network.
Well,
too,
that
right?
was going to be my question. Are they still going to put the 2 hours worth of the network, but they just also stream the same thing on network?
Interesting. I did not know that. Man.
I hope they don't give us an hour of. Promo packages on the network.
I feel like a terrible
I don't
host.
Have the USA Network.
I think they're gonna.
Well, we're all gonna be at Salvatore's anyways at that point, right? Yeah. So you know, we can have them switch to USA on one of the
minus
TV.
The mark.
You're not gonna be there.
You remember you asked? I mean, what The Rock is gonna be doing, right? What if we get a surprise match between Austin and The Rock?
Yes,
a surprise what?
You do not do that as a surprise match. That's one you build up for a year.
Yeah. And Austin's done. He's done.
And yeah. And Rock can't legally because
Austin's going to have something to do with the Hell in a Cell match, too. We're all figuring it. It may be stunning.
I'm thinking, because it's in Dallas.
He's there. We'll see. I think he's going to have something to do with it. I think
drove up from the Broken Skull Ranch to watch some WrestleMania.
Mick Foley interviewing him.
That would be awesome if they just threw in a surprise match between Austin and The Rock.
That will not happen, man. Troy, thanks so much for calling, man. But you have some great ideas. It's like that would be a perfect WrestleMania in your eyes. I just don't think.
You might just want to play 2K16.
The thing is the WWE will not put something out there that they can't. If they could promote this and it would be like a mega $1 million type of thing, they would promote it for a year and that would happen. But they wouldn't just pull it out of a hat and say, hey, by the way, we're going to give you the dream matchup of all time right now, and we're not even going to promote it. So. It's just that they're in the job for making money, and that will make money. And plus, Steve Austin said he's never wrestling again. And Rock will wrestle. I mean, maybe this will set up for next year's WrestleMania, because it seemed like the year he came out and hosted the show with John Cena and The Miz, it set up the next WrestleMania a year later. So we'll see. But thanks for calling, brother. 222-1280. We got a bunch of texts, and I'm going to go through a bunch of them real quick. This one says, I think the Intercontinental Championship match is going to take the pay-per-view. What are your thoughts on that?
It'll be a show stealer.
It's a spot monkey match.
Right.
You can't say that.
I'm
just kidding.
I'm sorry.
We got in trouble before. This is another one. Someone suggested there's a chance for Sting interference in Hell in the Cell.
I think it's going to do that to build up next year with Taker.
That would be what I would say, too. Because think about it. You know, Shane also, if we want to be authority, like we could say, well, Shane bought WCW. There's like an alliance there between him and Sting. Both in the last Nitro. Maybe.
I actually had that theory in my head. I'm glad you said that. Good job.
Someone else said that they aren't going to move the belt from Baylor when they're touring Ireland soon. That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. And he can still hold it and be on TV.
You're a smarter person than I.
Yeah. I didn't know about the 1 hour being on the USA Network. I was surprised at that. And the last one we got was, can you get an official Pain Clinic fuzzy selfie stick? Chewy from Albion wants a fuzzy Pain Clinic selfie stick. So, you know, maybe we can start marketing those. You can text us at 222-1280. Star 1280, you can call us or call us at 222-1280.
Real quick, because I know we're facing a break pretty soon. I don't know if this is a joke or not, but on Twitter, Zack Ryder just posted a sheet of paper that they're handing out people for access, letting them know where autographs are. So, Vader's on the list. Funaki, Molly Holly, Tatanka, Paige, Primo, and Epico, all from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Snickers stage, Zack Snyder.
And Natalia should be in that list, too. Or no, who's the guy? What's the guy that does the show after I can't remember the reality show they have on USA?
Chrisley?
Yeah, Chrisley knows best. He's going to be there, too, I hear, right?
Yeah,
did you see a couple weeks ago when Chrisley turned into Natalia after she ate a Snickers? Did you see that bit? They did on TV.
I missed it.
Oh, they were doing like a backstage thing, and it's Chrisley, and he's like complaining and saying all these weird lines that he does, like, you know. And then they go, "Well, here, eat a Snickers," and then he turned into Natalia. So 222-1280 Star Toys is the number. You can text us that number. I just got an email from Salvatore's. If you go sign up for Salvatore's online, they have a special for only tomorrow. $5 off dine-in for the garage door. $5 or pickup or delivery. And it's only for the garage door. And it has WrestleMania plug all over it. And it was like a mass email just sent out.
So not only is there no cover, they will pay you to come out to the garage door and watch this.
That's right. $5 off any purchase on the menu of $25 or more. But still, $30 five. That's what's that about? 60. I can't figure it out. I'm not math
15%.
Major. 15%. Yeah. Okay. There. So 222-1280. Star 12 is the number. Still got Paul from Rochester in line. We'll come back on the flip side. You listen to Pain. We got to do our predictions. We're going to start next segment. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Shane, though, I realize that all I've done is anger the Undertaker. An angry Undertaker is the kind of Undertaker I want to represent me. I want that kind of anger to come out in Hell in a Cell.
You have already made the fatal mistake this Sunday at WrestleMania. You made it 4 months ago when you relit my obsession because my obsession means the end of your dream.
Lucha, 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 lucha.
Now I know Shane McMahon is gonna fight for his legacy until he draws his last breath. But WrestleMania is my yard. Hell in a Cell is my house. And at WrestleMania, Shane McMahon will rest in peace.
This is the Stinger, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. It's showtime, folks.
Hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Jay-Z. I hope you didn't say anything bad when I was turning the mics on.
We're just making making jokes about Undertaker's age and things he will be resting in eventually, not peace.
The resting in a hospital bed, resting in a wheelchair. Here are the Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Call. Brian Burke joins us from the Flower City Comic Con. We're going to be giving some tickets away before the end of the hour for that. And the Flower City Comic Con is coming up. And in 3 weeks from today, we're going to have George Animal Steel in the studio with us.
Hey.
So we're going to get some turnbuckles for him to eat, you know, put him in the corner, and maybe we'll get some words out of him, you know. And, of course, I'm the Cash Man, and joining us for this segment from the Brother Wee's morning show, Pauly.
What up, Cash?
Pauly G, what's happening, bro?
Thanks, fellas. Thank you for having me. This is an honor. WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
Woo! And I get a microphone on the most prestigious wrestling show in Rochester, New York.
You are too kind. No, you're every kind. No, nevertheless, we're going to take one call. We're going to do our predictions, so I wanted to get you in here. But before we start, I got one call. It's Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul?
Great name.
And by the way, Paul, happy birthday.
We're over
Paul.
It's your doppelganger.
No, it's not, because this is Paul who likes...
How you guys doing? It's my birthday. Hi, Paulie.
Hey, happy birthday.
It's Paul. Paul and Paulie. Go ahead. What's up, Paul?
Oh, Paulie knows who I am.
Everybody knows who you are. Go ahead.
Family. Well, anyway, tonight we got a basketball game. It's my birthday. We're going to party up with Pauly Sauce, making lasagna. Tomorrow we're going to Amherst game. And I just heard, just tune in, you guys are doing it up at Salvatore's. I may pop in. So if you see a limo, and I want to do my predictions, too.
By the way, thanks for warning. The warning. Go ahead.
Flex is great plug. Great plug. I love it.
Go ahead, sir. Don't stop talking because we're talking over you, boo. Dude, go ahead.
Well, I could have gone to Salvatore's tomorrow and eat those delicious French fries and then you know, subs and stuff and hang out with you guys.
Checks in the mail, dude. Go ahead.
I predict Hillary Clinton's going to come in and kick everybody's butt.
I think that is a bold prediction, sir, and it's nice talking to you. We'll see you when you stop by. Happy birthday, and we'll see you when you stop by. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, for this WrestleMania, I just like the WWE remember that it's a WrestleMania. I mean, as much as we're supposed to see all these special guests and stuff like that, I don't need every match to have a dusty finish. And I mean, you're going to get stuff.
Hey,
with
hey Dave, you're going over everyone's head. What the hell's a dusty finish?
Where we cry at the end?
Yeah, it's where we cry or where we have get a big blue spot on our stomach. Is that what happens?
In the garage door.
Okay.
Oh. Something like that, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But, you know, I want to remember it for more than just everybody that came out. I want the matches to stand by themselves, and maybe that's going to be too much to ask for. I don't know. But, I mean, that's where I'm at. That's what I want out of this WrestleMania. I want to see the people come out. I want to see the guest stars because it is WrestleMania. But I also don't want the next night of Raw to be better than it. I mean, if you remember... You remember that it's a WrestleMania, and they're trying to sell the network and everything like that. If you're going to try to sell the network, then you have to put the product out that's going to, wow, that was a really good WrestleMania. I signed up for the network. I'm going to keep the network, something like that. Again, it's WWE. Watch out for stuff that tries to make sense, because it never does.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, if it comes out as it's advertised right now with nothing special added to any of that stuff, then it will be the worst show we've ever seen.
Right.
I'm just throwing that out there. And it's not, so you know it's not going to happen that way.
Right.
You think it's going to be saved by a special match between The Rock and Steve Austin.
No. That will not be happening. Maybe a year from now. But Dave, let me ask you a question. What's The Rock doing at WrestleMania?
I think he's t- taking a beat down at the end when he comes back, comes out to congratulate Roman Reigns, and I'd love to see the heel turn.
Don't you think that because now that match is no DQ, that he may have something to do with the outcome of that match?
Possibly, but also if that could also, I mean, we kind of could be saying the same thing. If he comes out and helps Roman Reigns win, that's why Roman Reigns, you know, turns on him because he
could be.
Because he wanted to do it by himself. And, you know, you could say that he's stealing the Rock's, or he's stealing Roman's spotlight. You could, you know.
Yeah.
I think you could put it any way that you want to. I think that we're maybe arguing the same points.
You know, I was going to say, if we see something earlier in the night with them backstage, maybe, you know, just a vignette between those two, then that probably will lead to something like that. But one last question before I let you go, Dave. Dave, what's going to make this the best WrestleMania ever? What will have to happen in the show to make it one that you'll just say it's number? Like, because last year it was Seth Rollins coming out at the end, and everybody says, okay, that made it great. So
I think that you need to see the people coming home. I mean, like Goldberg as a wrestler, maybe not everybody likes him, but he's a wrestler and he's, you know, of great, you know, notoriety and stuff like that. So I think that there's a place, if they use him correctly, there's a place for Angle if they use him correctly. I'd love to see Angle come home. You know, I'd even like to see if Cena could come back and have some impact on it, something. So I want to see this. I want to be surprised. I think it has the opportunity to surprise me, but I also think it has the opportunity to go the other way.
Dave, thank you so much for calling. You know what? We'll know 48 hours from now, we'll definitely know what happened. And I think we're going to have some things it's not selling seats right now. Because if it was selling seats, you know, I think they would have, I mean, some of the surprises might be already announced.
I can't wait to see how fabricated this number becomes.
If they wanted it to be the best WrestleMania ever, they should have taken every single match on the NXT card and put it on the WrestleMania card.
Okay, let's start doing our predictions. Because we have this list in front of us of what's going to happen.
Let's go from the very beginning.
Yeah, let's go from the very beginning. Well, that would be the top of the sheet, right?
Now, if anybody hasn't seen this, there is a scorecard that is
Paulie,
out
do you have one?
Someone
now. Okay. I got it in my head, guys.
Someone posted it on Reddit. It's great. He designed it to have like a scorecard to make it far more interesting than the matches themselves.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we need to get into details like who's going to run in.
I feel like we should.
We could mention some things here and there.
Okay, so we'll start now. We got half an hour left of the show. The first match is the 5-on-5 Divas. Paige, Bria Bella, Alicia Fox, Eva Marie, Natalia versus Emma, Evil Emma, which is super hot. Naomi, Tamina.
That was creepy.
I know. Lana. Summer Rae.
Lana.
Okay. And I'll start with this one, then we'll go around the room. I'm going to pick, I don't really care, to be honest with you. So I'm going to go.
You're not alone there, Cash.
I'm going to go with the faces. Paige, Bria Bella, Fox, Eva Marie, and Natalia. Even though Eva Marie's not a face.
Team Total Women, and what the hell is Eva Marie doing on that team?
Did you hear how the crowd just turned on her when she came out Monday?
Did you see that WWE was not expecting that? Did they not pay attention to their own damn product? Really?
The funny thing is she's like, but it's okay. I'm taking in the fact that I'm a heel. You're on a team of faces.
You're going to have a match versus me.
The red hair dye kind of killed a few brain cells for her, I think.
Now, that being said, since we are, I guess, you know, kind of swinging around the room here, I agree that I think it's going to be the Total Divas team that's going to win. I think Bree's going to get the pin because I think this is going to be her last match.
Yeah, they say she's walking away Monday after Raw.
Yep.
She's done.
And one of the Reddit questions is, how many moves does Eva Marie botch? I'm going to go on record and say 3 because she'll probably only get 5 moves in total.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, there's other questions.
So
that
you took the over on that.
Guys, go out and find the WrestleMania Super Scorecard and do it at home with your friends because this is hilarious.
It'll really make WrestleMania a little more fun for you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go around the room just to get everyone's answer real quick. Paulie, who do you think's going to... Do you care?
Yeah, well, I don't really care, although I have no problem watching all these ladies because I have a crush on pretty much everyone.
Hold on. Now, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, not Tamina.
Stephanie McMahon.
Hot.
I'm
on record with hot.
Thank you.
Of course.
Well, what about Eva Marie?
Of course, hot.
Now, if you had to pick one of them to be trapped on a desert island, who would it be?
Probably Eva Marie. I mean, listen, guys, I'm not forced to watch her wrestle on television.
That's
true. I'm forced to listen to her.
She's probably all right.
Okay.
What am I, prize? Look at me.
Okay, Brian, what's your pick?
Sam between my fingernails.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm gonna. Go
by the way, Brian Burke's here with us. So, you know, if you haven't said two words in about the last hour and a half,
I can't get two words in, but that's okay.
Sorry. That's the way it goes here.
Okay. I'm gonna go against the Faces on this one.
Oh, you're gonna take the
but heels? I'm gonna say that the Divas are smart enough to not even let Eva Marie get in the ring, so we'll give her zero.
Yeah. Or she'll turn on him, and you know
you can't botch what you don't do.
That's true. Danny, what'd you pick? Did we ever go with you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I followed you right up. Total. Okay. The total women's.
Jay-Z.
I'm with Total Women's too.
Okay, so we're gonna go to the so that's and Danger Boy went with Total Divas.
I didn't give you an official pick. I'm going heels. Lana scores the pin. They're pushing her. Obviously, they nice.
Yeah, I got Lana taking the pin on Brie. That's what I think.
Whoa, crazy. Okay, yeah, we asked who takes the pin and
I actually got Brie pinning Lana. Tamina.
I'm not getting
because no one
detail.
Cares about Tamina. She'll take the pinfall.
So it took us 4 minutes.
You don't like my daughter.
So it took us 4 minutes. Yeah, you love my daughter. When he had Jimmy in the studio, we kept talking about his daughter. He didn't want to answer any questions.
You like
but
my daughter?
He thinks we love his daughter. So it took us 4 minutes to do one match. We got to go a little bit faster.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, U.S. title match: Ryback versus Kalisto. Kalisto retains, in my view. There is no Eva Marie botch in this match.
No, yeah, Kalisto retains, and first surprised guest of the night appears at the conclusion of this match.
Oh yeah,
in the pre-show?
It's not a pre-show. It's the it's the match that kicks off WrestleMania.
No,
it's
this
the
is
first
this is,
match on the WrestleMania card.
No, this is a pre-show.
This is a pre-show.
U.S. title win. We got moved.
Are you sure they moved it? Because I read an article yesterday where they interviewed Ryback, and he said he was actually kicking off the show.
You trust
kicking
the man
off
like
the pre-show. Pre-show. Yeah, there's three matches in the pre-show. That's why
Ryback read The Secret. Okay.
Yeah, we all share,
I'm actually going to go against you on this. I think for some reason they're really trying to push him since they gave him, you know, they got rid of the singlet and he's wearing just the underwear.
Made him look like Goldberg.
Yeah. Black underwear. Yay.
I think Ryback's going to take the win. And one of the questions is, does Ryback injure Kalisto? No. I don't think he's going to.
Okay. Hopefully not.
But he's on a good streak.
If he does, CM Punk will be commentating on his Twitter. Okay, Jay-Z.
Sack infection.
Kalisto.
Kalisto?
I think Kalisto's going.
He's the new Rey Mysterio, man.
Yeah. I liked him in a tag team. I'm not sure I'm a fan of a guy who's shorter than me being a U.S. champion, but you know, what's going to happen?
Well, listen, Austin Aries just got signed too. You know, I mean, he's shorter than you. I can guarantee
I think he's got
that.
Maybe an inch on me.
He's the greatest man ever.
Paulie,
I think that Ryback back in early February went to management and said, "Guys, I'm not feeling this. I'm not getting over. Nothing's happening for me." And they said, "You know what? We hear you. We think you got a good look. We think that the crowd's behind you with the Feed Me More thing. So we're going to give you a little push here. We're going to have you turn on Kane and Big Show at Fastlane. We'll build you all the way to WrestleMania and we'll put a title on you." And this is the one that they're like, "Yeah, we'll put that on him. We already did Kalisto."
And then we're going to rebrand you as Skip Sheffield.
All right, Brian.
I got Ryback, but I like the question, does anyone care? And I think the answer is probably no.
No. Yeah, you saw that on Monday night.
That's why it's on the pre-show. We go to the next one. That one will be the Andre the Giant. This is the first match on the pay-per-view, I believe. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. There's 29 guys. I have no idea who's in the match.
I'm telling you who's going to win it right now.
Let me guess. Cesaro.
Cesaro.
Yep.
Cesaro.
I think we have a two-time winner. Cesaro comes out and wins it.
I think it's going to be Big Show.
No.
I think it's going to be Big Show.
Okay, Paul, any thoughts on this?
I got to be, right now, I think you guys are going to rescind all future invitations to me.
Okay.
I know that wrestling guys like you love Cesaro. I don't get it. I think if he's a surprise entrant, everyone in the crowd is going to go, cool.
Oh, no, I promise you that place is going to go nuts.
What did I miss? When did I miss this guy being awesome?
How long have you been watching?
Like a year and a half.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you did
missed
you
it.
Miss...
I missed everything before that?
Yeah. This guy's... He was a great indie wrestler. He was Claudio Castagnoli.
I couldn't tell you where to see Castagnoli. Indie wrestling if I had to.
Okay.
I don't understand indie wrestling.
He's an amazing wrestler.
You guys want me to just leave now? Should I?
No,
you don't have to. We're talking WrestleMania. We're not talking indie wrestling.
He had a series of matches with Sami Zayn that pretty much put him on the map for WWE fans.
Which you can find on the network.
And then he showed up in WWE, kind of dwindled a little bit, and then he won the Battle Royal at WrestleMania.
The first one, by picking up Big Show and throwing him over the top.
It would have put him like completely through the roof, but then they botched that
completely.
But
all right, I hear you.
Yeah, so people are still fans of his.
So who's your prediction?
My prediction to win the thing? Man, I don't really know. To be honest, it's the only match of the night I'm baffled on, but I'll go Big Show just to double.
Yeah, pick one of the big guys, Kane, Big Show, you know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if a Great Khali shows up for a match. And,
by the way, Bo Dallas is the first being thrown out.
Is he?
That's what I have too. You copied my sheet.
I got our truth.
I love Bo Dallas, man. He's awesome. I love a match where everybody starts in the ring at the beginning of the match.
I hope a match has already started and our truth comes out and they go, "You're not even supposed to be in it."
My bad.
Okay. Sammy. Brian.
I got Cesaro as well.
Okay, we're going to take a break here with a commercial because we have to do a commercial because that's how we pay to be on here. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with the rest of our predictions for WrestleMania. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with Paulie G from The Wee Show, Jay-Z, then Mark, DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, and you. And we'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Click on Fox Sports 1280.
You know, Shane, you're just like your old man. And it figures, seeing how from the very day that you were born, you've been your daddy's bitch.
There ain't no stopping us now. We never
I'm going to be controlling Monday Night Raw. That's what I'm going to be doing. And let me tell you one other thing. The difference, you stole this company from your father. This Sunday, I'm taking it from you.
This is Bill Goldberg. If you don't listen to Pain Clinic, you can bet your butt you'll be next.
Get all this coordinated dancing in the studio.
I just tightened my ponytail.
All right. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, Jay-Z joining us one time a year, maybe two times a year.
You know, we played Bailey's music. There was a shot of the girl that's like her super fan.
Izzy.
Bawling.
Yep.
Like bawling. Somebody needs to smarten that kid up at some point.
Yeah, maybe. But they're doing a network show with her.
Now, Jay-Z, to be fair, I heard you were doing the same exact thing coming out of Batman versus Superman.
For totally different reasons.
The Mark Fantasia. Jackson. And Paulie G from The Wee Show, as well as 106.7, is every other station. You're on every station, right, Paul?
Pretty much.
You're on Wham right now, I believe.
Right? I'm right now in Rochester and Syracuse, too.
All right, very cool. I'm only here. We're only here. But you know what? They can listen to us on iHeartMedia anywhere in the North America, I believe. I say the world, but I'm not sure if that's
in the North America.
Well, I was going to say in the world, but I don't know if that's accurate. You know, so
not so much in the South America, but definitely in the North.
On the internet.
I just got a call real quick. There's four open spots in the Battle Royale. Someone suggested Samoa Joe shows up.
Ooh.
If it's on the main card, yes.
222-1280, star 1280. Yeah, it is on the main card.
Well, I meant things change.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so let's get back to the Usos versus the Dudleys. Don't care.
Next, who cares?
I'm going to go with the Usos. I'm going to go with the Dudleys. Sorry, I need some points from my man Bubba Ray. So
I actually would be okay with the Usos winning to get mega boos so that they can turn heel later that night.
Okay, they could. And possibly they could be their own Bullet Club, you know?
I do think that...
The Samoan Bullet Club.
Someone's going through a table.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
That's guaranteed.
Jay-Z?
Dudleys. Okay. I think the Dudleys are going to win.
Paulie?
This is break time. The edge. For me, this is on the card. This is break time. This is when I take out the garbage. This is when I go to the bathroom. This is when I get my pizza in the oven. I'm going
this
with...
when your fiance is going, Paulie, stop eating so much.
You just turn up the TV just so you can hear the ding, ding, ding. You go, oh, what music's playing?
Actually, Paulie's been losing weight. I've been listening to the Wheeze, and he's been eating. I saw the pictures of you made spaghetti the other night.
The veggetti with zucchini. Basically, I went to the doctor, and I'm at my fattest, so something's got to be done.
Well, you don't look it. You wear it well, sir.
Thanks.
You're the skinniest guy in the room.
That's good.
Ryan's also pretty skinny, too. Yeah.
I got Usos, and they put the Dudleys through tables.
Okay, and Brian.
I got Usos.
All right, let's go to the next one. This is probably might be the stealing match of the night. Jericho.
Yeah, you want to ask?
Oh, I'm sorry, Danny. I thought I went to you first.
Oh no, really? It's okay. You know, I'm just a guy that brings donuts every week. You know, don't worry about it.
You know what we need? I need a phone screener. If anybody out there listening would love to come in and phone screen for me and be part of the show, but never get on the mic ever. Maybe unless someone wasn't here
and have wrestling radio experience or just wrestling experience.
Yeah, watch wrestling every week. Contact me through the Pain Clinic webpage or Facebook, and I'd love to have someone come
maybe
up and do it.
Brian.
No, hold on. Yeah, Brian.
I can bring one of my kids in here.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Danny, what's your prediction?
Usos next.
Okay. Okay. Probably the match that's going to steal the show.
I think it's going to kick off WrestleMania.
Jericho and AJ Styles. I'm going with AJ because yep. we know Jericho's a short timer.
Yeah.
AJ
yeah.
wins this one via submission.
Submission, yes. Oh,
he's not going to do the. He's not going to do.
He's going to do the Styles Clash, but that's not going to be how the match ends.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Pauly?
Yeah, same exact thing. I think it's going to end just like Fastlane ended. I think he's going to take the Clash because I think he insists on taking the Clash, but they won't let that be his finisher. So AJ wins by submission in what will be an awesome match.
And the Clash is what Michelle McCool used to use. And then there was lots of controversy online when she started using it. The only person in the world who used the Clash besides AJ was Michelle McCool. So there might have been a nix on not using it because she was using it in WWE before he was.
Mm. Yeah. I actually just can't wait for the feud to be over so I can stop hearing, "Why two jackers?"
Yeah, me too. Or AJ Styles either.
I've heard on, just from being a wrestling nerd and listening to a million podcasts, that it's hard to take because you have to do the opposite with your neck that you would normally do on any other move. Instead of tucking, you go back or something like that, or maybe it's the opposite.
And makes sense.
So I've heard there's a little bit of danger in the move.
I mean, he injured Yoshitatsu yep. really badly in Japan, and it wasn't his fault. It was Yoshi's the move yeah. bad.
It's apparently one of those things where you do the opposite of what you would normally do to take the move.
And it doesn't make sense in your head, I guess. I don't know.
But let's be honest, any single move you perform in the wrestling ring could potentially severely...
Hello, Neville.
Hey, look at what happened with Sami Zayn. He was entering the ring.
Throwing up his arms.
Hey, everyone. Oh, there we go. I'm done. So, Brian, what's your thought?
What about this? You guys, think about this. Would you like Phylexis to come and be my phone screener?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to put that out there.
All right, okay. Out of the Divas title match.
Divas title. Sasha Banks. Sasha. I think Sasha, they've been building her up so much the last couple of weeks that it's got to be her.
And Becky takes the pin on this.
Yes.
And I think Sasha comes out with Snoop Dogg. Comes out with her.
And maybe Snoop will do some, gin and juice or something coming out,
He'll be doing something before he comes out.
In my hand.
And by the way, this is also where you get a big surprise of the night. I got Sasha winning, and right while she's celebrating, Bayley's music hits.
Oh. Ooh. Brian?
Oh, Sasha. And she pins Becky.
That's what I had.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to build that feud up. But you can't discount Charlotte still doing something after that. So, okay, the LON versus the New Day in a tag team match. New Day's, it's not for the titles.
Even if it were, it doesn't matter. New Day wins.
We have two questions. New Day, one who wins, and who is the fourth man?
The Rock.
Rock.
John Cena.
Oh, no.
Do you want to ruin this match?
Why would you even suggest that?
The problem I have with this is that Jay-Z does come around only once, twice a year. He came around and said, Undertaker loses this year, and Undertaker lost.
Here's the thing.
You're right, he did.
I always bet against the Harlem Globetrotters,
The Generals, man, they're going to win one.
Yeah,
they were due.
You'll get your money back someday.
All right, so Cena, wow.
Oh, my God, no.
I will say, though, in this match, the only thing I want, whether fake, fabricated, I want unicorns.
Do you want a little La Cucaracha again, too?
Oh, my God. But
that would be great. I want them to come out with horses with the unicorn horn.
Oh, yes. Please, no. Flying around the arena, just like Mick Foley in a Santa Claus sling, right? Okay, Pauly.
The Rock is the surprise entrant. The New Day starts the match down one, and they're losing because of the advantage. That's when The Rock's music hits. He comes out. Because when Rock was on Raw, this is who he interacted with, was The New Day.
That was my thought exactly.
Okay, we're going to have to pick the speed up here because I got another break coming. So let's, Brian, real quick.
I agree. Probably The Rock, but I'll throw the coach in there just to.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I would hate
just
life.
Just to tick you guys off.
We've got three matches to go. I got one commercial break.
Four to go.
Okay, four matches ago. We're going to have to whip through them, but let me go to break first. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back after these most important words.
Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Dan Patrick.
Monday morning, 9 till noon.
On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Godfather with the World Wrestling Federation. You know, when the whole train stops in Rochester, me and Dr. Love and all them girls from the Pain Clinic, we go out, man, and we have a good time. So everybody get aboard the whole train with me and Dr. Love.
There's an old one. That's from a while ago. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with Jay-Z, The Mark, DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, and Pauly from the Pauly G from the Wheeze Show, as well as 100 other things. Place couldn't survive without him, man. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for WrestleMania 32. We're going to get there at 5 for the pre-show. Come watch it with us, and we'll be there till it ends, till the very last minute of whatever happens. And Vince McMahon gets tombstoned by The Undertaker. So we got to get back to these picks real quick, and we've got to go big faster. I got 5 minutes left. All right, we got the IC title ladder match. I'm going to go with the champion defending on that, Kevin Owens.
I think he retains.
Owens.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a Sami Zayn guy, but I think Owens is going to win. He wouldn't be doing KO Mania if it wasn't
sure.
His win.
Danny?
I'm going Sami Zayn.
Really?
Reward the man that just was one half of the match of the year.
Whoa.
Well, I will actually give you that. It might be a really nice award. You know, like, you know what? Good job,
Brian.
I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say Ziggler, and I'm going to say Sami somehow costs Kevin the win. And that's what's going to set up the feud between them, but there won't be a title involved.
Okay. Ambrose and Lesnar. I'm going to go with Ambrose because he's the most over guy in the company right now.
I say Ambrose goes over, but because I think he needs that rub. He needs to go over Lesnar.
He's the only one who shows he's not scared of him. Everybody else. Right.
I think he needs that push. He'll win.
I think Lesnar's going to kill Ambrose, physically kill him, murder him with his bare hands.
He's going to get out the chainsaw and cut him into little pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the difference. Ambrose is over no matter what.
Yep.
So he's going to put up a good fight, but Lesnar's winning this one.
He's never won a major feud, Ambrose.
Nope, not yet.
That's why I'm saying he needs it.
Remember, he also held the U.S. title for a
year. Look at how much the crowd loves him
it.
Despite the fact he's never won a major feud.
Okay, Paul.
But he needs that rub.
Lesnar. They're not going to let Lesnar get pinned by Dean Ambrose.
Well, I guess we'll see. Maybe he'll find some unique way.
Do you think?
I already said Ambrose.
Okay.
Okay, and Brian.
Well, I got Lesnar, although I'm really not 100% sure. I think it's going to be close.
One of these next two matches are going to be the final. I'll start with the World Heavyweight title, Triple H versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns walks out with the title. That's obvious. That's where I'm going. Pauly, you.
No, I've got the twist here. I've got, I'm sorry, but I got to spoil the other one, and then you can skip me. But I got Shane winning. I think it's the most telegraphed thing ever. He keeps saying Raw for a reason. They're not going to give him the whole comp. It's so telegraphed, Shane's going to win. I think Triple H surprises the world and wins, and then we get a Shane-Triple H showdown to end the thing, because now Shane owns the company, now he owns Raw, but his champion is a guy he hates, his
and
evil
you,
brother.
And the thing is, he said, I'll fire the authority, but can you fire your champion? I had that same exact theory. I said it to Danny. Yes, Shane wins, championship closes, but Triple H actually goes over. I agree with Paulie.
Okay, yeah. Brian.
So my prediction's done, too.
Yes, it is.
You just want to keep watching WWE, I think.
No, Reigns it's not that. That was my actual prediction.
Listen, everybody thinks Reigns is going to win this match. Triple H winning is the way you shock everyone.
Reigns is winning. Okay,
right,
go ahead, Brian.
But here's why WWE. Roman is still going to win, because if you have Roman Reigns go into his second consecutive main event at WrestleMania for the title and he doesn't come out the winner, you're admitting that your Roman Reigns project over the past 3 years is an absolute failure.
And that you'll just keep catering to the fans every time they get upset, which is true.
Okay.
At this point, WWE has to stick to their game plan.
You got to keep moving. Jay-Z.
I think, I'm going to do both matches. Shane wins with interference from Sting. Vince gets mad about that. Vince helps Roman Reigns win the title against Triple H, and there's that double turn. And then you're forced to have that unholy alliance of Shane bringing guys from NXT, which is Triple H's baby, up to Raw to make Raw better.
Okay. Brian.
I'm going with Shane in the Hell in a Cell, but I said Reigns winning the title.
Okay, so I didn't give my Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell is supposed to be the last match of the night. So if that doesn't, it's going to ruin the whole order of what you guys just picked. If it is the last match of the night, I'm definitely going with Shane winning.
Shane's
because
winning.
Why would they throw out that stipulation if they weren't going to do it? And there's lots of big mysteries, guys who are going to be coming in and interfering in that match. That's going to be much like the Triple H Sting match last year when you had the NWO come down and you had the DX come down.
It's a good nostalgia match.
You're going to get everybody coming down, and that happens that way, and you get all these interference and everything, I think that's going to make it a great WrestleMania. That, for me at least. Okay, Mark, you've got 30 seconds.
All right. There are a lot of people that keep calling in or texting in wanting to know what happens because I said I would quit watching. It does not mean I will quit the pain clinic. I need this to be known. I said I will quit watching WWE if they make the decision to end WrestleMania with Reigns holding the title as their final shot with the crowd booing. If you actually go through with that and the crowd is booing and you literally just do not care, I am done with WWE. I will continue NXT, and I will still be on this show, so no one's taking the spot of the Mark, because none of you can.
But, yeah, but the Mark is on the spot. How do you talk about a product that's 90% of our show if you don't watch it?
I guess I will read spoilers. I'm saying no, I will not give them time. I told you I will not. I will not watch. I'll read to catch up to do my job, but I'm just not going to watch.
We need to get a lawyer to
remind me to never play euchre with you.
Okay, yeah, really.
Where's Frank Sigelski when you need him?
Yeah, fine, then I'll just sit here every pain clinic. When you guys talk about WWE, I'll just go, don't care.
Hey, Mark, I got a great idea. We need a phone screener.
Good morning.
I'm just going to throw that out.
Yeah, well.
I'm just throwing that out there. I didn't say anything. But listen, I want to thank you guys for coming in. It was a lot of fun. This is 2 hours. Thank you to Kick This and Salvatore's. Don't forget, we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door tomorrow. 5 o'clock, the pregame show starts. We're going to be out there. Right now, if you want to get 2 tickets to the Flower City Comic Con, remember we talked about that a while ago. We're going to be caller 12 right now. You'll get 2 tickets to the Flower City Comic Con April 23rd and 24th. We got to get out of here. We're going to go out to a little new day. I want to thank Pauly G for the time, man. Pauly's getting married, and he's like, his groomsmen are in the studio with me. They have to sit there and tolerate all our wrestling talk for the last like hour or so.
They're shaming us with their eyes.
Yeah, we're getting shamed. We're getting wrestle shamed.
They're going to steal all our lunch money right after. Oh, no.
All right, so we got to get out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll talk about the results next week. We are out of here. When it seems everything's wrong and the pressure is on, that's when it's time to be strong. Just look in the mirror and wipe your lips.